The Carmichael Dave Show.
He's on the microphone when he's not on the microphone. He's playing a song, and when he's not playing a song, he's on the microphone, and then boom!
With Jason Ross.
No, he didn't! Yes, he did!
Call or text at 916-339-1140.
It's the Carmichael Dave Show with Jason Ross on Sacktown Sports.
Big announcement in the world of movies, Jason Ross. We were just talking about Indiana Jones and the Temple of Doom's 40th anniversary.
Did you see the new one, by the way, the latest one last year, 2 years ago?
I did. I saw that. I took the kids to the movie theater to watch it.
And?
It was better than the other sequel, I thought. Yeah. I remember how I thought of it. Honestly, it's one of the most depressing movies I've ever seen. I walked out of that movie theater in like an existential crisis. Because they're so old. Mm. They're so old. It was so sad.
Who's they? Indy?
Old, decrepit Indy. Old, decrepit Marion. Old, decrepit other person I can't remember. Like, they're all just old. And you're watching Indy the whole time, practically on a cane. Who's like, gotta get the artifact. And then, you know,
I pay my taxes.
That's Indiana. That's actually from them. I felt so bad because I grew up with, like, Indy. And I know they did their best. It was fine. It was the best they could do. I enjoyed it. But, man, I was like,
doesn't sound like it.
I was like, they're all old. And then I just go outside. I'm just looking up. We were on vacation up in the ocean area. And I just looked at the waves that night. I'm like, we're all going to die.
Way.
Yeah.
It was fine.
It was, right? Like, it was fine. But.
It was okay.
Ladies and gentlemen, 2026, get ready because they're coming back.
2026.
Yeah, 2 years from now. The Lord of the Rings will be producing some new films, starting with, this is a working title, The Lord of the Rings, The Hunt for Gollum. It will be,
I know you like Harry Potter.
Peter Jackson, who did the originals and also The Hobbits, and also did the Beatles documentary not that long ago.
The Jackson family.
He returns, yes. Along with Andy Serkis, who plays Gollum, will be directing the movie as well. But apparently they're in script development, blah, 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 and they will knock that movie out and more.
Outside, nerd. Get out. Go.
They're not my favorite of all time, but I'm pretty confident in saying that, like, overall, I think those are the most gorgeous films ever. Like, they're just gorgeous. They're just freaking beautiful.
Go look at a painting.
Paintings are stupid. That's why movies are rad, because they, like, you know, they're like living paintings that move and have dialogue. Come on, the Lord of the Rings movies are it's like Avatar's right there when it comes to, I'm just talking about, like, beautiful, like, just like, wow, this is so amazing, and the music and the stuff. Okay, give me one better.
Don't
give me any Coen Brothers crap either, like, oh, the vista.
You're selling me on watching the movie as the scenery?
Say it again.
You're selling me on watching the movie as
I'm
the
saying
scenery?
It's
not the story, not the acting.
The story is, well, it's one of the greatest stories ever told, J.R.R. Tolkien, and The Lord of the Rings. I mean, obviously, the story's going to be there. Look, they're bricks, don't get me wrong. Like, you better invest some time. You've never seen them, huh?
No.
Pan's Labyrinth.
Oh, that's just a depressing movie, and it's not really beautiful.
It's fine. Wait, is that the one where the kid's on the boat and he has the tiger?
Absolutely not.
Okay. Kids, like, isn't he? There's a kid's on the boat and there's a tiger, but it's make believe or something. And he's trying.
Pan's Labyrinth is the one with the little girl trying to find, like, a key, and that's the one with the monster with the eyes in its hands.
Oh, because I feel like the name reminds me like I've seen it. I haven't seen Lord of the Rings. Well, we should do that. Maybe when you guys come over for pizza.
No, thanks.
I'm good.
No.
Yeah.
Have you seen them?
I saw the first two, and I just...
You haven't seen Return of the King?
No.
Lowest rated.
No! Return of the King was great! Aw, man.
But I didn't like the first two.
Why?
Because it's like, oh, we have to get through the forest, and we gotta make sure that the elves don't catch us.
Elves. The elves.
I like Chris's edition.
Are you one of those, why didn't the Eagles just take him to Mount Doom?
No,
people?
It's just like, it's a bunch of stuff I don't care about. Like, I don't care about elves and witches fighting each other.
But but you care about SNL characters that are blowing things up and well, it's all fakery. I'm not sitting there like, well, the elf really teaches me a lesson. Like, it's fantasy.
Yeah, I'm not really a fantasy person.
So Harry Potter's now, Star Wars now?
Star Wars, I guess that's the closest I get to it. Rogue One's my favorite Star Wars.
Of course it is. I could have told.
That's the least amount to do with Star Wars.
100% could have told you that. You probably like, you see Andor on Disney Channel?
I watched the first two episodes.
Wow, I would have thought you'd have liked that one too. All right. The Knicks and Pacers. And the hunt for they're trying to get the ring.
Yeah.
The one ring. Mm-hmm. There's a good tie-in, right?
Sure.
There we go. They played. Then the Knicks go up 2-0. Jalen Brunson did get an ouchie in the second quarter, but did come back. OG Anunoby, however, did get hurt in the second half. Was having a great game. Did not return. His status is up in the air. And as we talked about earlier, Jason, all this done. Oh, that was a life of pie with the Tiger. All this being done without Julius Randle.
Yeah, impressive. And I don't know if there's a tie-in to the injuries to Mitchell Robinson for the Knicks, who's now out for the season, and what's happening to Brunson and or Anunoby on the amount of minutes.
Right.
But Thibodeau's just like, I'm going for it.
That yeah.
I'm just playing my guys. I know I got some other guys on the bench, but I'm playing my best players, and we're just going to see if we have to play him 48 minutes like we are basically most of their guys.
And Thibodeau's the guy who's like, there's no load management.
Right.
I'm going to run you guys into the ground, yep. And I don't even care. And Jalen Brunson says, okie dokie.
Their best player, Brunson, five to shoot. Brunson drives. Brunson scores. Trying to put the lights out on the Indiana Pacers.
Bang!
His ability to make big plays while guarded and contested and just find just enough of a lane or an avenue or a shooting angle is pretty amazing.
Honestly, it is a little Kyrie-esque.
Mm-hmm.
Like where you just like, you can't play better defense.
Right, he's covered.
He's covered. It's perfect defense.
Yeah.
And swish. JR.
Hey.
The ocean area. That's like an old man statement right there, Carmichael.
Did I say the ocean?
Yeah, you were up in the ocean area.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I was up in the ocean area.
That's something my grandpa would say.
Yeah.
We vacationed over there by the hills in the water area.
We're in the ocean area by the beach with the sand. Got in my
talking
ass.
About voices, talking about voices, we need more Chris doing Gnome or whatever the hell he was doing.
Gnome?
I agree.
Wasn't that good, Jason?
I'm with you.
Yeah. Oh, he sounded just like him.
Makes me want to watch the movie.
Yeah, those are kind of interesting movies. Hey, real quick on the Knicks. Man, if New York wins the championship, I'm afraid for the people in that city.
Bing bong.
Oh, my Lord. When's the last time a New York team has won? I mean, the Yanks? No, who's won the last championship for a New York team?
The Yankees.
Yeah, the Yankees, right? The Nets haven't. How long ago? Knicks haven't forever.
Yankees 2009 maybe.
Yeah, that's a while ago. Things have changed. COVID has come, and you know we've all went and visited the ocean area in our lives, so things have changed a little bit.
Yeah,
I'm scared for the city of New York.
Isn't
I love you guys though?
Love you too, JR. Aren't the Rangers good right now?
Yeah, the World Series champs.
Oh, they're playing the Hurricanes tonight, and the Rangers lead the series 2-0. Not looking good.
Yeah.
It's not looking good for the Hurricanes.
They're about to get rocked.
The Stars and Avalanche also tonight. And I got to tell you, if N. McKinnon can continue to do the job he's done for the Avalanche, look out.
Kate's brother.
Kate's brother. And Jay Robertson of the other team. That's
Oscar's
Dallas. Yes.
Oscar's son.
In 29 games, he's got 80 points.
Wow. That's a lot.
What is that actually? That's an average of what? Hold on. That's not even 3 points a game. That doesn't even get you on a roster in the NBA.
Yeah. It's not a lot.
It's not a lot. It's up in the ocean area. All right. We'll take a break. By the way, thank you, Soren. Thank you, Soren. Yes, it was The Life of Pi. Did you see The Life of Pi, Chris?
No.
That was some kids on a boat and some tigers.
3.14?
Yes, it is spelled P-I.
That's what I rated it.
I would watch Life of Pi, P-I-E. Mm-hmm. Let me tell you, we'll take a break when we come back. It's the return of the little tournament that could, Jason Russ. The California Classic.
It's a classic.
It's a classic. But with an asterisk.
Always a catch.
With an asterisk. We'll tell you about that next.
Very good sources, and he just kind of tells it as it is and gets to the point.
Jason Ross.
He has a lot of pretty smart things to say.
He's good at what he does.
On Sacktown Sports.
The Texas Rangers are in town, or were playing the A's. They had a doubleheader yesterday. They split. Our good friend Brody Brazil sat down with ex-A Marcus Semien.
Hey, I remember him.
I think Marcus Semien was doing a little trolling here. See if you can pick it up.
You know, I'll never forget this place.
Does that part not sit well with you, though? Are you okay with it? Are you just so far detached from it right now that it just doesn't hit as if you were still here?
Yeah, I mean, I just feel for the young people in the Bay Area who love baseball. This is a place you can come watch good baseball being played. You know, the Texas Rangers are in town. Corey Seager, Adolis Garcia, a lot of good players that you can come watch.
Jonah Heim.
Right. So it's just, it'll be sad. Yeah.
I feel like he was playing on John Fisher saying, come here next year to see Aaron Judge. I could be reading too much into it, but the fact that Brody laughed at that.
Yeah. Hmm. Interesting.
Not that long from now, Jason, in just under 2 months, I think.
Yeah.
The California Classic. It's back. It's bigger. Because it went to Upsize Matter. UpsizeMatters.com. And better. It will be a two-venue tournament with the Kings, Warriors, Lakers, Heat, Spurs, and Hornets. That's six teams, two venues, Golden 1 Center, Chase Center.
Yeah, I mean, look, Vegas has become just this powerhouse of a summer league, and there used to be an Orlando summer league. There was one in Utah. There was a few other places that had different things going on, but Sacramento's kind of proven to be this nice little landing spot. It does well in attendance. It's been a tournament. The way it was originally designed, the thought was it was going to be the Lakers, the Clippers, the Kings, and the Warriors, the California, hence the name. And it was going to rotate between L.A., Oakland at the time, before they were in San Francisco, and here. And then the Clippers, for whatever reason, backed out. They got a fourth team, and Miami was one of the originals. And Sacramento is where it started, and then it did so well. It stayed there for the first couple of years, and then it had a year in San Francisco. And now they're taking both venues. But, the Spurs have jumped in, the Hornets have jumped in, and I think those teams like to get a few games in before going to Vegas. And, this is now 6 years, and it feels like this is a kind of a regular thing because it does well here every time.
It will be July 6th, 7th, and 9th with the Kings, Spurs, Hornets. Chase Center, 6th, 7th, and 10th with the Warriors, Kings, Lakers, and Heat. 12 games featuring rookies. And then the event will culminate in a final Northern California battle featuring the Kings and Warriors at Chase Center July 10th. Modified rules, including 10-minute quarters. There will be family-friendly entertainment. Why does Chase Center get home court advantage? It's our tournament. We started it. They're stealing it.
Well, they're sharing it.
They're sharing it, which I don't think we should share it.
Yeah, no sharesies.
Bring everybody
here.
Well,
it was supposed to rotate, like I said, but.
Rotate, schmotate. They couldn't get their act together.
Yeah.
And now, of course, Chase Center's getting home court advantage. I hope we kick their butts. I'm actually pumped up.
Must win?
100% must win. And if we do.
Parade?
Parade.
Yeah.
Why not?
Yep. I agree.
Why the hell not, Steven?
Oh, good morning.
Good morning. How
you guys doing?
Hey, Steven. Great. How are you doing?
Oh, I'm good.
Good.
You guys ever embarrass yourself on the radio or like in the middle of an interview somewhere?
Gee, have I? Yeah, you think? You ever call Pete Rose the home run king, Steven?
Do I ever call him the home run king?
Have
no.
Have you ever on the radio called him? Yeah, exactly.
Anyway, yeah, I called yesterday and I had a question that I stole from Simone. I know Simone's in there, so I know she's going to start laughing on this one. So yeah, I took her question and I was like, I'm going to ask this in the last hour. Or, this was asked in the last hour. It was a great question. And then it wasn't in the last show. It was in the last hour. And so I completely embarrassed myself. So my question to you is, what was the most embarrassing thing you've ever done? Like, as far as an interview in front of somebody famous, it doesn't matter. What was it? Were you just, you were taken aback, you stepped back, and you were like, gosh, what the hell did I just do?
Oh, that's a thank you, Stephen. Jason, I don't think you've ever done anything embarrassing.
No, I definitely have. I'm trying to think of, I don't have anything off the top of my, I mean, the things I'm remembering, I remember more so when you get pushback, so it was less embarrassing, so then you're questioning your question.
Yes.
I remember being in the Kings locker room before, when I was kind of one of the locker room reporters, and I remember as a King, Otis Thorpe really pushed back on something I asked, and I thought, boy, that was, like, he almost, yeah, like, belittled me in a sense.
It was a really bad question.
And then I dug in again and asked, and then, whoa, it was like, yeah, because it was like, whoa, you challenged me, so I'll cut. And he answered it better, but I'm like, afterwards, like, was that a bad question? Mm-hmm. And I do remember one as this was more heat of the moment and not necessarily.
Was it a bad question?
I don't think so.
Yeah, okay. It was a good question. Oh, this is just being cantankerous.
The one I do remember asking, and maybe it was just an open-ended one too, it was Kings and Sonics, and George Karl was the coach of the Sonics, and I was covering the visiting locker room, and I went to interview him, and the Kings had a 30-1 run, and this is probably like year two or three of me covering this, maybe two. And I said something like, wow, coach, a 30-1, something very open-ended.
Yeah.
It's like, 30-1 run, man, that happens all the time in this league. And he made me feel so small, and I'm thinking, oh, wow, okay, maybe I'm just wrong. I think I've seen like one other in my
life.
Doesn't
happen all the time.
So,
which coach was this?
That was George Karl.
Oh, of course it was.
Yeah.
A little surprising from Coach Karl.
Yeah. But that, I don't even know if that's, but I felt like embarrassed.
That's the thing. I think it's like there's a difference between like saying something embarrassing, yeah, and the moment being embarrassing.
Yeah.
Yeah,
done it plenty of times.
Yeah, that's happened. And plus, the athlete can also, like, you could ask him a question like, hey, you went on an 8-0 run. How did that feel for the team? And the guy could be like, you normally, they'll be like, oh, it's amazing. You know, you get pumped up, the crowd behind you. Or it could be, hey, you went on an 8-0 run. How'd that feel? Well, it felt horrible, dude.
Yeah.
It was the worst.
It's how they kind choose of question. To do it. Yeah, exactly. Yeah, like the Pete Rose one, you read, like.
That was just a slip of the tongue. Right. I knew what exactly. No, the probably. I've never told the story this way before, but I would say the most uncomfortable and embarrassed I've ever been in an interview. I was, and you guys know exactly where I'm going here. I was a Cub reporter. I was covering the visiting locker room, and it was against the Golden State Warriors. And I was interviewing Jason Richardson. And if you remember the old Arco Arena, which many of you won't remember the locker rooms at the old Arco, they were very dingy.
Yeah.
You had like basically an inlet where people would hang their stuff. And then you had these like folding chairs that the players would sit at. So Fred Hoiberg was either in the shower or had left. And because I remember Fred Hoiberg's locker was open and it looked like his stuff was gone. And Jason Richardson was sitting down and I was doing a one-on-one with him. And I'm sitting down on Fred Hoiberg's chair and I'm facing Jason, who's to my right. And I've got the microphone and I'm asking him a question. And all of a sudden, you know, like you can tell, like you just feel when somebody's close to you. Mm-hmm. And I felt like this gust of like wind, breeze, knowing that someone was like very, very near me. So I asked Jason a question. He begins to answer it and gave me a very long and thoughtful answer. But as he's beginning it, I feel the, you know, whatever. And so I turn just to make sure I'm not in the way. And I am literally from me to this computer screen. Less than an arm's length away from the most private part of Cliff Robinson,
mm-hmm,
who is standing as I'm sitting on the chair. He's standing so, like, literally right here. And when I turn, oh, okay. And I quickly, like, turn away. Like, I'm so embarrassed. I turn away. But then, you know, like, you can't help it. You're like, what did I just see?
Right.
So then I turn back just to like kind of make sure I'm not in the way or like I'm not trying. By the way, rest in peace, Cliffy, Uncle Cliffy. I'm not trying to be funny here. I want to say this. I was concerned that that contact was imminent.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. God bless him. But I was very concerned for good reason that a shift in momentum one way or the other could perhaps result in shoulder to body contact with Uncle Cliff Robinson. So I turn back. Well, here's the thing. I am completely not doing the Jason Richardson interview anymore, who's still answering my question as I turn back for the second time just to make sure I'm not going to get brushed or in the way of Uncle Cliffy's most private area.
Yeah.
Well, just as I turn, the timing had to be this way. Apparently, Jason had finished his answer. And then as I'm turned towards Uncle Cliffy and turning back, he kind of nudges me like, hey, man, did you have any other questions? And then he sees what's going on behind me, and we make like this very quick eye contact. And Jason was like, I know exactly what's going on, dude. He's trying not to laugh.
Mm-hmm.
And I asked him the same exact question I just asked him because I panicked.
Yeah.
And you know what? He gave me another answer.
Nice.
God bless. And for that reason alone, I will always be indebted to Jason Richardson, who probably saw me as red as this shirt I'm wearing right now. I let him answer. I got up. I walked out, and I flushed my eyes. And that was my, you know, everybody has a welcome to the NBA moment. That was my welcome to the NBA moment. Also, maybe the most emasculating thing I've ever been a part of before. So I don't know if that's embarrassing, right?
Yeah, sure. Okay.
That's happened to you before, right?
In the locker room, it has.
It has?
Not the exact, but there's been situations you weren't ready for. I wasn't ready for.
You know who was the worst at that? Who? I don't mind naming names either. You know who the worst was? Reggie Miller.
Oh, okay.
Reggie just didn't care.
Yeah.
Did not
There were care. Several people like that. Like that, just like, hey, is their locker room?
And by the way, it's their domain. Right. It's their locker
room.
We're
the ones infringing.
You and I have talked about it before. Yeah. We shouldn't even be in there. Right. They should be doing everything at a podium. But back then, man, it was like, hey, everyone together. We'll take a break. When we come back, what to watch tonight, and much, much more. All of that coming up right here on Sacktown Sports.
And purple. It's the Carmichael Dave Show with Jason Ross
on your local sports leader,
Sacktown Sports.
Uh, 700 texts all asking, did Uncle Cliffy go to Upsize Matters? First off, I don't feel comfortable talking about this. Secondly, no. I'm sure. Not necessary. God bless. And rest in peace. He was a fantastic character too. Anyone who ever had a chance to interview Cliff Robinson. I mean, great player too, but we'll have to have a summer show on that. Like some of the more underrated people. Like I always felt like Cliff Robinson, Amari Stoudemire is another one if you got him on a good day.
Mm-hmm.
Still maybe the most amazing feat I've ever seen. Me. Hey, Amari, you got a second? Amari, yeah, dog, let me just crush this hot dog real quick. Two bites. One, chew, swallow. Two, chew, swallow, done. Literally, maybe, I mean, he could have given Kobayashi a run for his
money. Wow. Bite.
Yeah, I was like, wow, you just, yeah. Anyway, Jason, we've got stuff to watch tonight on the television. How about a doubleheader?
That's good. Two basketball games tonight.
Cavs, Celtics, game two. Mavs Thunder game two. Now, I am sure this is not only in the eye of the beholder. Obviously, if you're a fan of one of these teams that are still left in the playoffs, it's a whole different story. Jason, I believe my opinion is that the two most interesting series going right now are the Timberwolves and Nuggets and the Pacers Knicks. Do you disagree?
Why are you taking out the Cavs?
The Thunder and Mavericks, right?
Yeah. It's just one game. Those others are 2-0.
I think the most interesting one is, I mean, the one that's got me right now is the Knicks-Pacers. Just all the storylines are going into it. And then it really comes down to Nuggets-Wolves, Thunder-Mavericks. Thunder-Mavericks a cool name.
Mm-hmm.
I think it just it edges it out because I think it's the Timberwolves and how notoriously and historically crappy they are. Anthony Edwards, who may be the most charismatic player in the league right now, and the fact that you have the defending champions and now reigning MVP once again, reigning MVP, down 0-2. So for me, the storylines there, Oklahoma City, Dallas is absolutely next and barely. And if there was any argument to me, it would be those two series. But I think when I put them both side by side, I go, if they were both on at the same time, which one's going on the big screen? It's that. But you're different?
I don't know that I think a second game will give us a different feel on that series. And I think tonight's a really big game for the Dallas Mavericks to try to, one, cool off. OKC has won 10 in a row, won every playoff game so far. But going back to the regular season, winners of 10 in a row. And then, try to get home court. If they win that game, I mean, look, they got a split and they're back home, kind of more in control of the series. Or does OKC keep it going? So that's more intriguing. And I know Cleveland fans will try their best, but I don't see it. It's more of a compliment to Boston than really less of an indictment on the Cavs.
Yeah, the Cavs should be proud. Mm-hmm. I mean, they're maximizing their talent level.
Yeah.
Just some numbers we'll clean up from earlier today. Nikola Jokic, as named MVP once again. Third MVP for Jokic since 90. Only Jordan, James, and Jokic. That's LeBron James, by the way. Have won three MVPs. He becomes the first player under 30. To hit for 15,000 points, 8,000 boards, 5,000 assists at least, and have a finals MVP and three season MVPs. No other player has done that before 30. He is the ninth player to win it three times in a row. He is the first MVP since 84 that has never had an all-star, all-NBA, or all-defense teammate in the year he played, and that's his first nine seasons. The Western Conference has dominated the awards this year. MVP, Defensive Player of the Year, Rookie of the Year, Coach of the Year, Sixth Man of the Year, Clutch Player of the Year. All Western Conference. Who is the hustle guy? Is that Eastern Conference?
Yeah, it was Caruso.
Alex Caruso. Who started in the Western Conference?
Yeah.
TJ McConnell had a double-double, but only played part of the fourth quarter. In fact, he didn't play the final 7 minutes and 10 seconds. The Pacers plus 19 with him on the court, minus 32 off the court. Josh Hart, 19 points, 15 boards, 7 assists, 8 of 12, has played every minute of this series. Only Nikola Jokic and Jason Tatum have more 15, 10, and 5 games so far in the playoffs. And the Indiana Pacers have since, 78 what they think are missed calls over the first two games. Did you know that Nikola Jokic now has more MVP awards than Kobe, Kevin Durant, Dwayne Wade, Isaiah Thomas, not our Isaiah, the other Isaiah, Elgin Baylor, and Jerry West combined?
Phew. Yeah.
And you and me?
Yes.
And Christopher Lott combined.
I think Giannis can get a third.
Yeah, there's no Giannis. In fact, I think he would have the opposite. I think now it's like I could see voters being like, if it's close, we want to get Giannis another one.
Right. And then after that, it's like, again, we're coming up. I was saying this yesterday on the show. There's so many great players that end up getting blocked out of MVP. Like Kobe has won. Kobe's talked about in somewhere in the GOAT conversation, right?
Yes.
And you just feel like, Durant is one of the all-time. He has one.
Yeah. It's crazy. And don't you feel like Jordan and LeBron should have more, too?
Yeah. I mean, LeBron has four, and there's nothing wrong with that. Like, Rose, I would say, took one from him. Karl Malone may have taken one or two from Jordan. Yeah.
Hakeem. So,
yeah.
Finally, I know we got a break here. We told you Indiana Jones and the Temple of Doom came out 40 years ago today. Well, you know what came out 31 years ago today, Jason Ross? I'm gonna give you over under
31 years ago today, so it's a movie.
May 8th, 1993. Nope, it's not a movie.
Oh wait, a show?
It is
a song.
It is part of it is a scene that happened. A scene in a show or movie that happened 31 years ago today, May 8th, 1993. The over under on how long it will. You know what? We're gonna do it like the song. I'm gonna play like a half second and stop it. You're gonna know. Ready? Let me see.
Wait, before you do, okay. I have one. One quick guess.
Okay. Before it's even been played.
I think I'm too early. Okay, go ahead.
Okay.
Now
Oh, I got it.
I think I did too. Wait. Oh my gosh, what's the title of that?
Well, I mean,
is that Mowage?
No,
it is not. Hold on. Do you have it?
Yes.
Okay. All right.
I didn't hear it.
I'm
going to
trust Chris. I think he does. All right. I'm going to play 1 second now.
Now is your father.
Oh, I heard differently. So that's Matt Foley in A Van Down Round the River.
Although I see where you're coming
from. Mowage.
It does. If you don't have the context, it does sound a little bit like Mowage.
And what is that?
That's Princess Bride.
There it is.
Let me try that again.
Now is your.
That's what I heard the first time.
So it's even more impressive that I got it, Jason.
Yeah, it is.
I probably told you my name is Matt Foley, and I am a motivational speaker. Now let's get started by letting me give you a little bit of a scenario of what my life is all about. First off, I am 35 years old. I am divorced, and I live in a van down by the river. Now, you kids are probably saying to yourselves, hey, I'm going to go out and I'm going to get the world by the tail and wrap it around and pull it down and put it in my pocket. Well, I'm here to tell you that you're probably going to find out as you go out there that you're not going to amount to jack squat. Gonna end up eating a steady diet of government cheese and living in a van down by the river. Now, young man, what do you want to do with your life?
Actually, Matt, I kind of want to be a writer.
Well, la-dee frickin' duh! We got ourselves a writer here! Hey, Dad, I can't see real good. Is that Bill Shakespeare over there?
Well, actually, Matt, Ellen and I have encouraged Brian in his writing.
Dad, I wish you could just shut your big yapper.
Now, I wonder, Brian, from what I've heard, you're using your paper not for writing, but for rolling doobies. You're going to be doing a lot of doobie rolling when you're living in a van down by the river.
Is that Christina Applegate?
That is Christina Applegate and David Spade,
yeah,
who are both losing, which just add to it. God, he was so good.
He was.
You know, there's supposed to be a Chris Farley biopic coming out.
Really? Yeah. Like where actors play him, or like a documentary with like people
where
that
actors play him.
Oh my God, who plays that?
It is.
Oh, is it the guy who plays Chef Boyardee in the new Jerry Seinfeld thing from SNL? You guys don't know what I'm talking about because it just came out a couple days ago. Okay,
it's Paul Walter Hauser.
Who the hell is Paul Walter Hauser?
He was in I, Tonya.
Oh,
he was in.
Oh, okay.
Duel. He's pretty funny. He's in the Cobra Kai movies. Cobra Kai show.
All right. Hold on here. Let me just see who this is. Yeah, this guy is who I was thinking
of. Oh, Bobby Moynihan?
Yeah. I thought it would be him. We'll take a break.
You like the pizza.
When we come back, let's crosstalk with Styles and Watkins and do some celebrity birthdays as well. But not before we get a very, very important word from Jason Ross. Don't go away. You're going to want to hear this next.
It's time for the news of the day.
The latest headlines, the biggest stories, hard-hitting analysis.
Yeah, this is none of those things.
And now,
here's Carmichael Dave and Jason Ross.
Yeah!
It's almost a weekend.
What?
It's almost a weekend.
Oh, that's true. True.
Yeah. I'm seeing red.
Friday Fun and Games tomorrow.
Yeah.
That's right. Exciting.
Applebee's.
You're golfing today, Dave?
Dirt on my boot.
Lesson today, golf tomorrow.
Oh,
I haven't played golf since Christmas.
How often do you get a lesson?
Not a few times a year, but I haven't played since Christmas, and I'm playing with clients tomorrow, so I don't want to. It's not like I'm going to be great or anything. I just don't want to embarrass myself more than usual.
Right.
Right. Just shake the rust off. I invited Chris this weekend. He said no.
I said no. Can't do it.
You like to golf.
I do. Yeah. I just couldn't do it.
Oh.
That's the only Chris that you know that wouldn't allow him to go golfing with you?
Wow.
Well.
Wow.
The way these twosomes work.
He didn't think that one through.
Wow. I'm kidding. I didn't ask Chris.
That's a really good one.
Chris, you want to go golfing with us on Friday?
No. Okay. I don't golf.
Have you guys... See, that's what I knew. Have you guys heard of this movie on Netflix called Unfrosted? Okay.
No.
I didn't either until my wife presented it to me yesterday. It came out a couple days ago. It's the story, weirdly true, sort of, obviously with a lot of whatever's taken, liberties, of the birth of the Pop-Tart and how Post and Kellogg's, both in Battle Creek, Michigan, were like going after it, and Post stole some of Kellogg's research and came up with something they called like the Crispy Square or something like that. But they announced it 4 months before it went to market. And then Kellogg's, this part's true, like caught up the research and beat them with Pop-Tarts. And now Pop-Tarts is by far the best-selling product Kellogg's has. But this is a comedy. Now I'm just going to give you some of the cast members in this comedy.
Did Jerry Seinfeld make this?
Jerry Seinfeld wrote it and stars in it in part. Mm. Jerry Seinfeld, some of these, I'm going to miss some people too, cause I don't know them, but, Christian Slater, Jim Gaffigan, Hugh Grant, Kyle Mooney, Patrick Warburton, Amy Schumer, Cedric the Entertainer, Melissa McCarthy is one of the main roles, Bobby Moynihan, who plays Chef Boyardee, Peter Dinklage, Bill Burr plays, President John F. Kennedy.
What?
Yeah. George Wallace, John Hamm, Fred Armisen, Daryl Hammond. Like, it's a comedy. It's not that great. I've watched half of it, but it's not bad either. But it's worth watching. Like,
did it just drop?
Just dropped like 2 days ago. Hey, who's the page from 30 Rock?
Oh, yeah.
The blonde guy. He's in it, too.
Keith, I think.
Yeah, he like plays that. The guy who invented Schwinn bicycles. Mm. Then you have the dude for Chef Boyardee. Anyways.
Christian Slater
plays the milkman.
Great actor.
He plays the milkman, and they're like the mafia in this. Because Pop-Tarts didn't involve milk. And so Deep Milk kidnaps Jerry Seinfeld at one point and threatens him. Celebrity birthdays. You'll love it, Jason.
You will.
Birthdays meant to be spent with family and friends. Another big family friend together. Pumpball cookies, the best in the world.
Happy birthday, a very sincere happy birthday to the one, the only Douglas Dale Christie.
Hey!
Doug Christie today.
Doug is, forget this. Is Doug 51? No, Doug's 52. Sorry.
52? 50?
I feel like somebody here would know if it was the big 5-0, so I'm going to say 51.
I was going to say 49.
I'm going to say Doug is 36 years old.
Dave's close is 54 for Doug.
Ha ha! Go ahead.
Happy birthday to Trey Lance.
Oh, man.
Hey, shout out.
Shout out.
Shout out.
My guy.
Trey Lance.
Trey area.
He's got to be 24. He's 24.
I'll say 25.
I think he's 25. I'm going to say 26, just to be different.
Why not?
Definitely not 26.
I'm sorry, who is this?
Trey Lance.
Don't be disrespectful.
25.
We have a correct answer. Alan Stiles, 24 for Trey Lance.
Big Trey guy.
Happy birthday to...
I was trying to get Doug on the phone.
Yogi.
Farrell. Oh, Farrell.
Yeah, the original...
Yogi Farrell.
Keegan chant. Yogi Farrell. Farrell.
Yogi Farrell.
34?
That'd be a good baseball name. Yogi Barrel?
Yes.
Yogi Barrel.
Yogi Farrell is the Harrison Barnes of Buddy Hield.
That's a great
point.
What did you say he was?
34.
No. No.
No.
He's 30.
31.
32.
He is 31. Correct answer, Chris Watkins. Billy Joel.
Sing me a song. You're the piano man.
Right. Piano man.
Hey, 75.
73.
69.
77.
We have a correct answer. Carmichael Dave, 75.
Oh.
Nemanja Bjelica.
Hey, yeah. F it. We deserve this birthday. Yeah.
Nemanja.
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 Hey, it's a Nemanja Bjelica.
Nemanja.
He is,
we gotta play that.
He is 30.
33. He's got his ring and got up out of town. He's 35.
I'll say 37.
34.
36.
Hey.
Yeah. Hey.
What's coming up on the show today, guys?
So much stuff.
Yeah, a lot.
Just
a ton of stuff.
Almost
Sabonis,
too much stuff.
Yeah.
Eighth best player in the league. World.
Yeah. 10th best defender in the world.
That's right. That's right. In the world. Also, as we talk about Knicks Pacers, we ask the question, is there a good way to complain about anything?
Hmm. Yes, always, what is it, passive-aggressively. Hmm. It's always a way to go. Also, I know we got to go. Did you hear Sam talking to Anthony Edwards?
Yes. Yes.
We had him on today.
I heard.
Yeah, okay.
He's great. An OG. Sam is an OG.
Sam is definitely an OG. We're back with these guys next.